From Hilversum in Holland, this is Radio Netherlands Worldwide, broadcasting via shortwave, satellite and the internet. Now, news and current affairs from Newsline.
A big weekend for Barack Obama has put him at a veritable draw with Hillary Clinton in the all-important race to get the most nominating delegates. Excitement for the Democratic process is high. Some states are reporting record turnout for the voting, with some towns experiencing traffic jams as people head to the polls. Sunday, it was Maine's turn to voice their opinion through the obscure method of caucusing. The town of Chabig Island, Maine, has a year-round population of 350 people. Over 50 of them turned out to the caucus in the cold, but they weren't deterred by the weather, as I heard from one of the caucus organizers, Donna Damon.
As we were heading into the caucus, all of a sudden it started to really snow, great big gigantic flakes, but it did not keep people from coming.
So what's the caucus process like? Are there speeches? Is there debating? What was the evening like?
What has to happen is you have to be checked in to make sure you're really a registered Democrat. And so we had 14 people who actually joined the Democratic Party so they could participate. And then we jumped right into the presidential caucus, and we just said, who would like to speak about Hillary Clinton? Who would like to speak about Barack Obama? And we probably had 15 people who spoke in combination of the two about the two candidates.
And were they eloquent speakers? Did people practice what they were going to say?
We had some people who really gave actually pretty long speeches and went into historical comparisons with Lincoln and Kennedy and talked about the passion for Obama, for example. Then we had other ones who just talked right off the cuff. And it came right out of, you know, how they were moved at the moment to speak. And we had one person who stood up. He was a lobsterman. And he said, an old lobsterman told him once that you get more lobsters when there's a Democratic president than a Republican president. And so he said that he would vote for a Democrat no matter what. And so that was a little bit of levity, a little bit of Maine humor.
So what was the final tally of the night?
It was 38 for Obama. And 14 for Clinton, and 2 uncommitted.
So do you think the Democrats that were there last night were bitterly divided by the end of the night, or do you think that no matter who wins the nomination, the Democrats of Chabig, Maine are going to support them?
That was definitely the message the last speaker, who happened to be me, was talking about. No matter who wins, that was the main idea.
That was Donna Damon. She helped organize the Democratic caucus in the small town of Chabig Island, Maine. Tuesday, Democrat voters head to the polls in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C.